the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
For the parents that are listening or in the room, have you had a moment where you go, well, that wasn't my best parenting decision? And I don't mean where you get mad or yell or lose your cool or anything. We all have those. I mean where you did something, you go, man, they might tell a therapist about this later or something like that. I know for me, when Henry, our oldest, was maybe three and a half, we had the twins, and they were home with their mom. Henry and I had gone to the grocery store, and when we came out, this senior assisted living place across the street was engulfed on one side in the back in flames.
Oh, wow.
And he loved fire trucks. And I went, oh, we're going to see some fire trucks. So we went over, and that was a stupid move.
How many bed sheets over bodies did you watch being rolled out?
No one died.
Rolled out?
It was the back of the place burned pretty badly. But just the sound of them all arriving and the noise and the chaos, way too much.
Yeah.
So that was I think of that one. But I thought of this yesterday. This came to mind because there was a video that I saw where someone took, remember those videos? We got Eric on our show one time really good with the video where the car is weaving through the road.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the mountain. Yeah,
it looked like it was going to be for a delicious, refreshing cup of coffee or, you know, something like.
And then it goes behind a tree, and the car doesn't come out in a reasonable amount of time that you would expect it to pass behind a tree. And so you lean in like, where did that car go? And then a giant zombie jumps out and goes, bah! Right in your face. And it's hard not to be startled by it if you didn't know.
It's almost impossible not to be startled.
And so right after that one day, we were in the office, and the video that played in the video that I'm talking about here was the one where it said, if you can keep the cursor in this maze all the way to the end, this makes me feel dirty now that we all tried it. And I went first and then said, hey, you guys got to try this. If you kept the cursor all the way to the end, there were nude photos of Britney Spears that had been unreleased.
Is that what it was? I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, I would never remember. It was some promise like that, like Britney Spears topless. Like, all right,
hey,
I can do a maze.
You want to see boobies?
Whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, you would have been able to get me if it would have just been, you can't do this unless you're a genius.
If you hadn't, right?
Oh,
if you
I'll show you.
Heard me fall over backwards when that zombie jumped out. So this person puts it up on their TV and tells the kids, young kids, that if they can trace the
it's
ball.
Like, following a ball through a maze or guiding a ball through a maze.
That's a maze scare prank. And they're not even doing this on like an iPad. They're doing it on a 75-inch television, which is great. I don't know why we didn't think of this. This is wonderful.
I wouldn't massive. Do this to my kids.
So you shouldn't. I might do it to mine.
Three kids. I would say the oldest is maybe seven.
You have to do the next one. Right, come on, do the next one. Who's going to want? No, far you have to one.
So I would say seven, six, three.
Probably.
One girl, two boys.
Okay, the girl scrammed.
Far, go and help the boys. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay, she's really trying to get the girl back over there.
Yeah, so I mean they're obviously close enough to be touching the TV. They fell down and ran.
They're destroyed.
Yeah,
they're ruined. But they're not my kids, so it's funny.
That's bad.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, is it worth it? Those kids are probably going to have nightmares.
I think so.
More than likely.
What was your?
But all kids have nightmares.
But I mean, they got a viral video. So,
what is the poor judgment you survived from your parents, or that your kids have survived from you? And again, we're looking for like innocent, dumb mistakes, not like, you know.
Like I'll go.
Daddy came home and made me choose the wrench or the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
Don't give us any Goodwill Hunting calls.
If you can make that funny, I'd be impressed. But don't try on this show. I got it. I have an example. I've told this before. A long time ago, my mom. I'm on the back of the bike. Sitting like on the seat, we're sharing it. She's in the front and she's just pedaling around the cul-de-sac. And I said, I'm slipping off. And she did not stop. And I did slip off the back of the seat. And then my balls went between the back fork and the tire.
Oh, ow.
I was then taken to my parents' bedroom. That's when they were still together. I was laying on the bed pantsless, and my mom, my dad, and my sister, I remember vividly, all just staring down at my testicles and penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crying my eyes out. That was terrible. And yet I'm almost...
Can we recreate that as a Christmas card?
Oh my God. If,
you know,
part of me wants to.
They recreate those moments. You think that's why your balls touch the water in the toilet?
I kind of do.
Probably, yeah. They got stretched.
Back in the day, yeah.
They got stretched big time.
Like now it would probably go, I mean, if the wheel caught it, it might pull it around two or three times.
it's like the dog in Joe Dirt on the porch. That's what I imagine when it froze.
Mm-hmm.
You think your mom was going for a personal best? Why didn't she stop? Her PB?
I think she thought I was just terrified. Like, I thought she...
Quit being a baby.
Yeah, kind of.
She forgot he was back there. She didn't put her briefcase.
That's right. Where's That's baby? Why they started running those announcements. Where's baby?
Oh, his balls are in my bow tie. No.
I had a baby once, and his balls got caught in the spokes of my
God. God, if you were going to stretch anything out, I mean, you could have gotten some pud in there, too.
That's probably her big regret.
Yeah, not just my ball bag.
This text... I was 8 and flying to California with my dad. I puked all over a lady's back on the plane. He apologized and went and bought me some Rolaids and a bag of chili cheese Fritos when we landed.
Chili cheese Fritos after you barfed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, did he want you to eat something that smelled like what you put on that lady's back?
What the?
God.
I think, yeah, he was replacing the bile.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. We want to keep your enzymes balanced.
Wow. This one, insane. My dad and I went fishing for catfish. After getting home, we went to fillet it and skin it. He said, don't worry, son, it's already dead. And when I started pulling the skin off, it started to move and seemed to yelp at me. It scared me so bad, I won't eat catfish now.
Aww.
I mean, fish can't yelp. They don't.
Yeah,
I know
but I mean,
saying.
If it makes some kind of a noise, a fish noise has to be terrible.
I mean, it can't love getting its skin pulled off alive while
no,
it can't breathe.
No, I wouldn't think so.
That doesn't seem awesome.
They don't have feelings.
Oh, you got to hit them with a rock harder.
That's why they have those mini bats.
What you do? Tenderize their brains.
They like it. He's smiling.
My teacher in grade school.
He's singing, take me to the river.
This is great. This teacher probably was not always great, but this is funny. My teacher in grade school did that maze prank with one person on the overhead projector, and everyone in the class lost their mind.
Oh, yes. My God, that's hilarious. I mean, terrible judgment.
Yeah.
Because now you're dealing not only with children, but, you know, 25 parents.
Yeah, they can't keep their mouth shut. They can't take a joke, and you know they're going to tell on you.
Kid's gonna, one kid's going to ruin it for everyone.
That's the real buzzkill with kids. Yeah, when you do something mean to them, they always feel like they got to tell someone.
I know.
Yeah, always wrecking. There's always the one kid that wrecks the joke.
Chris in New Hampshire writes, doing that trick where you take your kid and you throw him up in the air and catch him. Every dad, most moms have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I was throwing my oldest daughter up in the air as a toddler. And then we went upstairs and I started doing it again. And the ceilings were a foot lower.
Oops.
Bashed her off the ceiling pretty good. Felt like a real D when her head hit.
Yeah. I think that happens often.
I bet it does. I bet it really does. 1-800-947-3979. Kelly, do you have one? What's the bad parenting choice you survived?
I mean, pretty much every piece of clothing that my parents let me wear from the time, you know, I could start choosing them myself up until the end of high school. Every time I walked out the door, they're like, yeah, way to be you. And they probably look back like, oh, you know, maybe we should have
intervened.
Reeled that in a little bit.
Maybe be a little less you and more someone else.
Yeah. Well, another time, my mom was out of town for a whole week. She went to Germany on vacation. And my dad was taking care of us, and he fed us SpaghettiOs the entire week, which we thought was so cool.
It's okay for kids.
Yeah, and we ate SpaghettiOs for lunch and dinner. It was awesome. Breakfast was taken care of at school, but we get home, and it's like you want that midday snack, and it was SpaghettiOs, and then dinner was SpaghettiOs. And then to change it up, he'd maybe make spaghetti. And my mom got home.
Maybe make spaghetti.
Yeah, it was a very like meat and red sauce heavy week for us.
Yeah.
And my mom got home. She's like, how was everything? And I'm like, we ate SpaghettiOs for a week straight. And my dad was like, shut up. You're not supposed to tell her.
Listen to this fun daddy kids day. This was my parenting fail. My wife was going out of town with her mom for a shopping trip, and I was left with our two daughters, 10 and 6. They were excited to have a dad's day and do fun things. I was going to say yes to everything. So we had ice cream for breakfast and then some candy. Then we jumped in the car to go to the beach because that's something they love. They puked all over the back of the car right after we got on the road. That caused me to puke, too. This caused me to turn around. Dad's fun day was ruined. So was the interior of my car. My youngest daughter still thinks candy makes you puke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you have to say no.
Yeah, that's a... It's no fun, though. Yes is fun.
Well, yes is
yes
fun.
Is way more
yes
fun.
Yes is fun, but what's even more fun than that is a car that doesn't have puke in it.
Not for the kids.
That mm-hmm. is better.
Yeah.
Howings, would you let your kids watch that that maze scare? You going
to
do that?
Yeah, I would do that to them. I think Grayson would laugh. Liam's a crapshoot. I don't know. It depends on the moment. He would in some moments, he would like freak out, but then laugh about it. In other moments, he'd just be mad that I did it.
Like just laughed at him?
Yeah. It would just matter. And it does matter if you laugh at him. If he feels like he's being laughed at, which I get.
Yeah,
but sometimes you're not laughing at. You're just laughing, yeah. And boy, he takes that bad sometimes.
Robbie in Maine writes, my boys race motocross. When one of them was about 8, I made him jump a double. I told him if he didn't jump it, he was done riding because I knew he could do it. He could do it. He did, and he broke his collarbone.
Oh, no.
Bad parenting.
Oh, man.
There probably is a fine line between, like, I know you got this. I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, it is a bit of a bet. Like,
well, it is. You're encouraging them to probably hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And he did.
Or gain confidence.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's...
And pull it off.
It might work. Like, it might not. Yeah. That's a tough one.
When our son was a baby, we couldn't afford a car seat, so we put him in his bouncy seat and put him in the front seat between us. Not our best play.
No. You're
not
right.
Not at all.
Absolutely Wait, not.
What's a bouncy seat? Like those like things that hang from doorways?
Yeah.
Well, they probably sit on the ground, but.
That's kind of a great idea.
I like that it was Joe's because then the kid would go through the windshield twice.
Yeah. Oh, they're just suspended from the little clothes hangers on each side of the car.
But the second way is the good way to go through the windshield.
The front and the back. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how this is possible.
It's called the boomerang baby seat. No, that's terrible.
Yeah,
but wow,
I mean,
what a great way to sit in a car. If something was suspended from the roof and you were bouncing as the car moved, it's like those, what do they call them, the flood seats that big truck drivers have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a nice big shock absorber.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Most of us, like us older people, half the time we just rode in the front seat on our mom's lap or just stood on the seat or they put us on the dashboard.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Didn't you say you came home in like a shoebox or something?
Well,
like a little squirrel.
Look at this cute little squirrel we found.
When we had our three boys, 3 and under, in the 3 car seats, I said to my mom, I said, how much can I complain? You had 3 kids under 3 as well. They just, none of them were duplicates, so to speak. None of them were twins. And I said, how did you ride in the car? And she said, well, I'd put the youngest one on the front seat next to me, like just swaddled. And then the other two were in basically milk crates. On the floor on the floorboards of the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. There weren't car seats.
So much
and the
easier.
Only car seats it that were around then in the early 60s was just like 2 boards nailed together with a metal arm that went around the front.
Yeah, like it was basically the worst like a little booster seat is really all they were. Yeah, it was an easier time, honestly, when they didn't care about safety at all. You know how much easier it was to get kids in and out of cars then?
Yeah. None of the adults were wearing seatbelts, so the whole family was dead anyway. Plus, Dad was probably drunk driving.
Yeah. It was easier, and they were coupes.
The car might not have had seatbelts.
Yeah, well, the cars were 100 feet long,
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, there was all sorts of stuff to smash into.
And Dad had to drink the beer because the cup holders weren't invented yet.
Yeah, and plus, it was hard to steer with 2 beers in your hand, so you better finish one fast.
Right out the window.
Yeah, exactly. You needed something to throw out the window so you could find your way back later.
Not endorsing any of this.
Idiots get access to the podcast. Segment 17 and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.